Bad and Evil. Part 10. Projecting Divine Love. Pure divine love is in us and available to us at all times, and we can resonate with it whenever and wherever we want. It is always recommended, anywhere, anytime. Pure divine love does not fight, but rather operates at a higher frequency. Its action is invisible to the outer senses, although in time its results are tangible and observable. It shines the light of truth, sometimes when we're not expecting it. It promotes awareness of unity. It reveals untruth, dissolving artificial barriers and affirming natural ones. It opens our hearts and minds. A former military operative sent out divine love routinely before dangerous missions, and his groups were miraculously not attacked or injured. He even found that projecting divine love could have permanent results. Radiating pure divine love is not forceful whatsoever. It is active but not dominating, like our Creator, our Source. If one sends affectionate warmth and good wishes in hopes that someone will change, it is not pure divine love. Its motive is for personal benefit. Self-interest and wishing for a better world are not bad at all. They are just not a pure desire in which we submit our personal will fully to the one divine will. What most people think of as love, kind wishes for pleasure and success, is contraindicated and counterproductive when directed toward evil. If one wishes an evil person to be happy and successful, one's good energy serves evil and harm, not what one intended. Divine love strengthens, enlivens, and uplifts the good, while sickening and repelling evil. There is a mighty river of joy in the universe, inaccessible to evil, which cannot resonate with it. Although this river of joy is not physical, we can feel it when we quietly commune with nature, mountains, sea, forests, rivers, meadows. Divine love makes beautiful harmonies with this river of joy. We can cultivate and project pure divine love anywhere, anytime. The more we do, the less evil will remain in our world.